Good afternoon, listeners. Today I'll be taking a look into how modern medicine has changed our world. There is now doubt in the mind of many people that modern medicine has not only greatly changed the world and people, but also quite possibly the greatest jump in science in modern human history. Nearly all, however, fail to see the full scope of how modern medicine has increased the average lifespan, quality of life, and drastically reduced child mortality. First, and quite possibly most important, is how modern medicine has increased the average lifespan of almost all people across the world. This fact is exemplified and shown amazingly in the book The Cruelest Miles by Gay Salisbury. In this book, a disease named diphtheria ravages Alaska and in the early 1920s. This disease killed many in the past, with the book stating, in a quote, "Before antitoxin, the death toll from diphtheria was dramatically higher, and one historian estimates that it was 2,500 for every 100,000 people. Since approximately 2.5% of all deaths before antitoxin were diphtheria, and a majority of its victims were kids, you could see how the invention of antitoxin and modern medicine dramatically increased the lifespan of the average adult. To continue my last point, next up is how modern medicine decreased child mortality rates. Salisbury and the book, The Cruelest Miles, already stated that diphtheria was one of the leading causes of death, especially in the United States, and children were especially affected. Proven by the continuation of the last quote, in major leading causes of death in the United States, it was the leading killer of children. Before the invention of antitoxin, which would ultimately keep the disease at bay, the rate at which children would die of diphtheria was absurd and many times higher than adults. And this is reflected in the book, when in multiple occasions, both American gnome residents of Alaska and Eskimo children die of diphtheria while still being less than 10 years old. My last point is that modern medicine drastically increased standards of living for the better, and it is explained well why on page 40 of The Cruel Smiles. The quote is that doctors of the time tried every available salve, but most often these served only to prolong the patient's suffering or to hasten their death. Some physicians injected mercury, others swabbed or injected carbolic acid into the membrane. Before modern medicine, nearly all forms of treatment were similar to these, which in most cases wouldn't help the patient and just speed up their death. So, of course, when antitoxin is invented in 1891, many people, especially children, will live longer and lives that are better with free of disease that they would have otherwise died to. It is for these reasons that I believe modern medicine is one of, if not the most influential invention of the modern era, and that it specifically led to the increased lifespan, better living and working conditions, and just overall better lives for everybody across the world.